He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, my brothers and sisters in Christ, a blessed Epiphany tide, and thank you for being here to celebrate this holy sacrifice of the Mass on the day we celebrate the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. The whole Holy Mother Church has always set aside this Sunday following the Great Epiphany to reflect on this notion that through the family of Jesus, we all might aspire to make our families, our homes, more in line with that of the Holy Family of Nazareth. Now, I know what some of you or all of you are thinking. My family isn't exactly what we would call holy. How are we supposed to live up to that expectation? Well, our readings today focus on one virtue above all others that can help, and that is the virtue of obedience. Obedience is above all a submission to God, but in other cases it belongs to others, right? Like the church, or our parents, kids, adults, or to legitimate authority. I think this is one of those keys to understanding the problems of our lives, because through the sin of pride, we don't want to be obedient. We want to control everything. Because of this, everything falls out of order. But our first obedience should always be given to God. St. Ignatius of Loyola once said, "Few people understand what God would accomplish in them if they were to abandon themselves unreservedly to Him, and if they were to allow His grace to mold them accordingly." You see, my friends, so many of us tremble at the notion of submitting our will to God, choosing instead the path of least resistance. In our homes, we want to do what we want to do, right? Kids don't want to take out the trash or do chores or do literally whatever their parents ask them to do. Parents, y'all sometimes don't set a very good example of what obedience looks like. Hence, like father, like son, or like mother, like daughter. But we can be obedient to others. We are obedient or should be obedient to our bosses at work or our teachers. We are. Or we should be obedient to traffic laws, to doctors, accountants. See where I'm going with this. We should be obedient to these people. And when we aren't, well, usually a negative outcome ensues. The root word for that word obey comes from the Latin obaudire, meaning to listen. So to obey, we must listen, not merely with our ears, but with our hearts. In today's gospel, we hear the story of the young Jesus remaining in Jerusalem in the temple as his family travels back to Nazareth. You can imagine the fear of Mary and Joseph as they search for their son in the caravan and ultimately looking throughout the city. We hear those words of relief and joy as they find our young Lord in the temple and recognize that He indeed is special. They would have pondered all of the things told to them before and at His birth. Now, if that were me, can't tell you what my family would have done. It would have been a long ride, a long sore ride back, you know, to Nazareth. But that is why they're the Holy Family, and mine is none of our families aren't them. I'm not Jesus, I'm a sinner. And while, you know, my mama might be a saint, she ain't my heavenly mother. Think about this, though. Jesus is God. It says that He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. As Christians, we believe that Jesus is the incarnate second person of the Blessed Trinity. He is God. So why is He being obedient to Mary and Joseph? They are certainly wonderful parents, but they're merely human. Jesus, fully human and fully divine, could have easily played that card, you know, but He didn't. He was obedient. He was obedient to Mary and Joseph because by being obedient to them, He is ultimately being obedient to His Heavenly Father. His time had not yet come. And so he was being faithful to that divine plan. It is being faithful to that divine plan in the present moments of our lives that the fruit of obedience can be seen. And this fruit, this result of being obedient, is what we call peace. All of us could use a little peace, right? A home without obedience sounds noisy. It's chaotic. Kids and adults screaming and shouting, little fights breaking out like wildfires all over the place. It might sound like that moment before you got in the car to come to church this morning. I get it. Trust me, none of us are exempt from this experience. We all desire peace and tranquility in our homes, but if we want to find it, we first need to learn how to obtain it. Jesus experienced the peace that comes from obedience. He offers us that same peace. It comes from listening and meditating on His Word. To be certain, God speaks in many different ways. Through Scripture, through the sacraments, through the teachings of the Church, even through the mundane events of our lives. St. Thérèse of Avila used to say that she found the Lord best among the pots and pans, meaning in the ordinary routine duties of our lives. My friends, if we want to experience the peace that the Lord wants to give us, especially as a family, not just individually, we should ask ourselves how obedient we are, not just to God, but to each other. The family is the bedrock of society, even the church. Your own homes are known as what? The domestic church. So is your home a house of prayer? Does peace reign in your home? This doesn't mean that there is an absence of difficulties. Even the Holy Family had difficulties, as we heard today. It doesn't mean that everything is calm and no one ever gets upset. It isn't about the fights. It's about the forgiveness that happens after. My friends, as we offer this solemn worship to God the Father, ask Him to fill your hearts with the peace He longs to give, the peace He came to this world for, the peace He died for, the peace He rose for. Until that great day of His second coming, which we so earnestly long for, may His peace reign in our hearts. This peace can only come from Him as we receive Him in the most blessed sacrament, as the blessed host touches our tongues. May we all pray for the virtue of greater obedience, and may it give us peace. May it give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.